Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello and welcome to the Eclectic Hour here on Arrow FM. I am your host, Roger Erickson. On today's show, I have hit instrumental melodies, some of which became international hits. I will present them in chronological order of their release. First up is the theme from the 1949 film, The Third Man, that starred Orson Welles. The theme from the 1954 John Wayne movie, The High and the Mighty.
Yeah.
Next up, my next selection is the theme from the 1958 TV show Peter Gunn, composed by the great composer Henry Mancini. Next instrumental hit is the theme from the 1959 movie A Summer Place, composed by Percy Faith. Next up is the theme from Breakfast at Tiffany's, Moon River, from 1961 and composed by Henry Mancini. This arrangement is by Mantovani and his orchestra. Thank you. this next instrumental hit should be familiar to everyone. It's the theme from the James Bond film, Dr. No, from 1962 movie Experiment in Terror, also composed by Henry Mancini. Another theme coming up from Henry Mancini. This is the Baby Elephant Walk from the 1962 film Atari, starring John Wayne. Thank you. And here we have another theme from Henry Mancini, The Pink Panther from 1963. From 1963, here is Charade. up, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass brought us this hit from 1967, the film Casino Royale. Next up, we have Paul Mariep, who brought us his version of Love is Blue in 1968. And next up, we have Mason Williams, who composed this 1968 hit, Classical Gas. Great composer John Williams gave us this wonderful theme from the 1978 movie Superman.
Thank you.
Next up, Herbie Hancock had a hit with this instrumental called Rocket from 1983.
We'll be right back.
And next up is an instrumental hit from the 1985 movie St. Elmo's Fire, the love theme. Lastly for today is an instrumental hit by Enya, The Celts from 1987. you for listening to my selection of instrumental music that became hits. I hope you enjoyed the music, and if you did, please let me know. The Arrow FM website has contact information. Goodbye for now.